With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Tonight in Chicago, Kamala Harris accepts her party's presidential nomination. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from the Democratic National Convention.
Just a few weeks after moving to the top of the Democratic ticket and just 74 days before Election Day, Vice President Harris will take center stage tonight. She returns to the United Center Convention Hall this evening after making a brief appearance here on Monday. Harris, who has faced criticism for revealing few policy details and not sitting for a news interview or press conference, will address the nation and tell Americans why they should elect her as the nation's next president. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Meanwhile, Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the economy was better under Donald Trump than it has been under the Biden-Harris administration.
You heard her just last week admit that the price of bread is too high and the price of eggs are too high and the price of meat is too high. Every family who goes to the grocery store knows, but it wasn't too high when Donald Trump was president.
Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, Ohio's elections chief has referred for possible prosecution 597 apparent non-citizens who either registered to vote or cast a ballot in a recent election. It comes as non-citizen voting has become a centerpiece of Republicans' 2024 campaign messaging. Ohio does not allow non-citizens to register to vote. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose modestly last week. Jobless claims rose by 4,000 to 232,000 for the week of August 17th. That's according to the Labor Department. The Dow is down 130 points. The NASDAQ, 148 points in the red. This is SRN News. A battle over assisted suicide in Scotland.
Lawmakers in that country are considering a measure that would let anyone age 16 and up who has a terminal disease and has lived there for at least a year take their own life with the help of a doctor. Pro-life advocates are fighting the bill. They point out that in other nations where the practice has been legalized, the so-called right to die has very quickly become a responsibility to die, disproportionately affecting the elderly and the disabled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ukraine's parliament has banned the activities of religious groups tied to the Russian Orthodox Church or any other faith group supporting Russia's invasion. The measure is widely seen as targeting the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. It is historically connected to Moscow, but now claims independence. However, the Ukrainian government says that it's still tied to Moscow. A large majority of Ukrainians are Orthodox Christians. This is SRN News. A troubling threat assessment from the head of the FBI.
Bureau Director Christopher Wray says America is facing heightened threats from many corners at a time when law enforcement agencies are struggling. Wray says he is, his words, hard-pressed to think of a time in my career where so many different kinds of threats are elevated at once. Wray's assessment of an elevated threat landscape is consistent with alarm bells that he has been sounding for months. Rich Thomason reporting.
Both of Canada's major freight railroads have come to a full stop because of a contract dispute with their workers, an impasse that could bring significant economic harm to businesses and consumers in Canada and the U.S. if those trains don't resume running soon. The deadline passed without new agreements with the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference that represents some 10,000 engineers, conductors, and dispatchers. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.